Hello.
Yes, I can see that you're reading. That's why I said hello and sat down next to you on your bed. Yes, I know I'm sitting very close to you. What are you reading anyway? Isn't it a textbook? Are you taking classes? Okay, let me get this straight. You are reading, for fun, a textbook from a class that you took 4 years ago about 20th century geopolitical tensions in Southeast Asia. Yeah, just wanted to confirm. What? No, nothing's wrong with that. It's just, well, I actually think it's kind of sexy that you're so interested in. The dynamics of post-colonial nations. It's a very important topic with many far-reaching modern political implications. Okay, yeah, I'm teasing you. Just a little Oh. But only because I like you. You know, like little boys pull girls' hair. But you don't have any pigtails, so I have to pull on your pages. Okay, it's not a perfect metaphor, but you get the gist. Unless you'd like me to be literal, I could pull your hair. Okay. No hair pulling. Are you sure? Fine. So, what can I do to show you that I like you? Yeah, I can be nice. Was that nice enough? You're so quiet. Maybe I have to get closer to actually hear you. How about I just climb into your lap, straddle your legs? This is perfect. Does this count as being nice? What was that? I'm very, very close to you now. You can just whisper in my ear. Was that nice enough for you? I'm so glad you think so. Can you take a break from your reading for a few minutes? I'm pretty sure our roommates are going to be out of the game for quite a while. And I've really been looking forward to having you all to myself. Put your book away. I want you. And I tend to get what I want. I've been thinking about this for a long, long time. But you're always so serious. I kept waiting for you to make a move. But I realized this morning that that was probably never going to happen. You're so quiet and shy. But I've seen how you look at me. Remember that time I forgot to bring a change of clothes into the shower, and I had to run out and just my towel past your room. I know you do. You turned so red when you saw me. But even then, you didn't say anything. So, here I am, making your move for you. And it seems like you like it when I move. What if I just grind my hips slowly over you and kiss you? Oh yeah, you've been wanting this too. I can feel how hard you are. Why do all of your shirts have so many buttons? This takes fucking forever. Are you gonna help me out at all here? Oh, thank you. I'm going to get off you. But only so you can take the rest of your clothes off for me. Maybe I'll take mine off if I like what I see. Exactly how I imagined it. So fucking perfect. Which, I guess, means I owe you a few pieces of clothing. Well, do you like what you see? Oh, good. I need to feel your cock. It feels so nice in my hand. If I just move it up and down. Oh, yeah. You like that, don't you? What were you doing keeping me from this? Think of all the fun we could have had for the past few months. All those nights alone in our rooms. We could have had company. You agree? Then show me. Get back on the bed. I need you inside me. What? Of course I have a condom. How very you to ask. There. Okay, I've waited long enough. No, lie down. I want to do the work. Well, this time, at least. God, yes. Oh, this is almost the best fucking part. Almost. That first second I get a new cock inside me. Feeling every millimeter of you filling me up. Stay still, damn it. Do I have to hold you down? Just. Just let me fuck you. I can't believe I'm finally doing this. Oh, it's just. Oh, just how I was imagining it. Oh, God. Oh, touch my clit, please. Oh, just like that. Oh God. Oh fuck. Fuck me. Oh, I need to come so badly. Oh God. Nice, wasn't it? I can be nice. Aren't you glad I just barged into your room? Well, I'm glad. Feel free to barge into my room anytime you want. I'll let you get back to your book now. Thanks for letting me play.